As always, we have a debate here where we will debate the merits and flaws and things like that about that tract. Now, we do have two debaters, and again, I want to emphasize that these debaters have been they've been researching for the last, I think, 3 weeks, and they are so knowledgeable about the issues raised in this tract. I believe they both have dramatic backgrounds in the area and stuff like that. Debater number one, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi.
Hi there.
My name is Browner Slotwinski.
Hello, Browner, and
hi.
What are your qualifications here?
I've been in a gang for 8 years.
Really? How old are you?
15.
You sound a little younger.
I'm 15.
I believe you. All right. Well, I'm glad that you are not.
I'm also a bear.
A bear.
Yes.
All right, I believe you, kind of. But let's talk to debater number two.
Hello, my name's Ramon. I'm a gang member, Gang Members for Jesus.
Gang Members for Jesus. Ramon, okay. Well, it's nice to meet you.
It's good to be here.
Good. All right. Now, we're going to, as I'm sure everybody knows, it's totally obvious that Browner believes this tract is 100% true, while Ramon over at Gangs for Jesus believes this tract is false. So, as we always do, we like to let the person attacking go first. So, Ramon, why don't you tell us why this tract is total nonsense?
All right. Well, same reason a lot of other things Chick says are total nonsense. Like, Chick believes in Christianity through faith. We believe in Christianity through deeds. For example, we do violent things, yet Christian things. We do violent gang activity against non-Christians, and through this way, we're going to go into heaven. Mr. Chick would have us believe that you could do violent gang activities against anybody and just be in favor of Jesus and...
Even against other Christians?
Christians who have the wrong idea, yeah, like Protestants.
Oh.
We messed up some Lutherans pretty bad.
No, I'm sorry, you're saying, so you do violence against Christians, but Chick is saying you could do violence against even good Christians and you'd still get into heaven if you believe?
Well, the thing is, what we mostly object to is that, you know, Chick believes you can do anything, even non-violent things, as long as you believe in Jesus, whereas we believe, you know, violence is 90% of the thing, you know?
Oh, okay. You think that God particularly wants you to hurt people.
Yes, yes.
That makes sense.
It's an angry God, and he likes an angry man.
All right.
And to a lesser degree, an angry woman.
To a lesser degree. Browner, I almost called you a man, but you're in fact a man/bear thing.
Boy.
Boy. 15, yeah, I guess you're not yet a man. Depends on your outlook. The point is, tell us, why don't you defend this, this tract here?
I killed a man.
Yes, so are you going to heaven?
Not yet. My friend Julio... Listen, my friend Julio killed 5 men and then he accepted Jesus, and he doesn't kill anymore.
Does he go to heaven?
Yes, well, not yet, but he will when he dies.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How do you know?
Because he believes and I believe him.
That doesn't sound
God
like a lot
came
of...
to me in a dream once.
Yeah?
He told me that when I'm ready to accept him into my heart and stop killing people, I will go to heaven.
Immediately? You'll be
yes.
taken up?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, you
Do
don't
it.
Have to believe me.
Do it.
Just believe in God.
Do it.
Are you telling me to kill myself?
No, I'm telling you to believe in God right now and give yourself
I'm
over.
I'm not
and
ready.
Go to heaven.
I still kind of like to kill people.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know? I'm so confident that I'm right, that I haven't even listened to this argument, but let me tell you, no matter what...
You're not missing much.
No matter what this freak of nature has been saying, I'm impressed that a half-bear, half-human has the capacity for speech.
You're a freak, you freak!
Oh. That's a rebuttal, if I ever heard one.
Well, I'm not listening. That's a rebuttal.
Oh, how do you... All right, well, I have a question. Why did they let a bear into a gang?
It's a bang bear gang.
A bang bear gang?
That's disgusting on several levels.
You kill bears?
I'm dyslexic. It runs in my family. It's a bear gang, a gang of bears.
You're all bears.
We are.
So your friend...
Julio is a bear.
Julio is a bear.
Yes.
Okay, I believe most sects of Christianity don't believe that animals have souls.
Well, I have a soul.
Are you sure?
I'm a stuffed bear.
Stuffed bears have souls?
Yes.
What, the souls in the stuffing?
Yes.
Take it out, let's see.
No!
What do you mean, no?
Those are my innards.
What, are you a coward?
No.
I think you might be.
How about you take your liver out and I'll take my stuffing out?
Well, I'm not the one who's part human, part animal. I don't have to defend myself here.
Well, I think he's more of a stuffed animal.
Apparently. Yeah.
Which is, that means, really, we could go, only one of our debaters has a brain.
I have plenty of a brain.
How much of a brain do you have?
It's just made of stuffing.
Well, would that be classified as a brain?
Yes, a stuffed animal brain.
Does electrical impulses move through it?
No.
Well, then you don't think, do you?
I do think, I just think with stuffing impulses.
The impulse to stuff?
Look, you shouldn't be so prejudiced against stuffed animals or you might go to hell too.
But it would be stuffed animal hell, it would be very soft.
No, it will be human hell. Stuffed animal hell is not soft, I have to tell you.
What is it?
It's very hard, actually.
That sounds...
It's scissors everywhere.
Scissors are kind of hard,
I guess.
You've
seen it.
You've seen it. Now, hold on, you've been to hell.
No, I saw it in a dream when God showed me where I would go if I didn't accept him.
All right, I believe we have an expert here on the line.
I'm plenty of an expert.
No, I'm a real expert.
What?
I'm sorry, expert over there? Expert? Are you on there?
Yes, I am a theologian.
Oh, hello, theologian.
At University of Theologians.
We have a couple of really kind of serious questions about this tract to ask you. Do stuffed animals have souls?
Well, sir, that's a very loaded question.
Yes. What's the answer?
That was my answer.
That's not an answer, that's an evasion.
No, that was my answer.
Well,
it's
okay.
Loaded with stuffing.
Oh, okay. The question is...
I told you!
Loaded with... All right. What theo do you loge? What god do you study?
Oh, lots of them.
Lots of them like?
The god of cream pies.
The god of... Okay, what's that god named?
Well, his name is... You don't even know!
I don't.
You are so ignorant.
All right, well, let me ask you.
His name is Jeff.
Do you know the Christian god? Do you know of the Christian god? I don't mean personally.
Oh, him.
Does he let you into heaven, even if you've killed lots of people? Well, I'll start there. Does he let you into heaven if you kill people?
That's a very loaded question.
Yes, it is a loaded question. What is the unloading answer?
I'm not sure if I can explain this so unstudied people can understand.
You are an expert.
Yes, I am. But my expert answer will be too much for your non-expert brain.
Let's hear it.
Well, I can. I would
I'll edit it down.
Your brain would explode.
Okay, this is... Cindy, make a note, please, that not to get this expert ever again.
I'm too much of an expert for you,
you're,
I know.
You're a little bit much of an expert. All right,
this
Ramon?
This can be explained very, very simply.
Okay.
If you kill Christians, you'll go to hell. Especially if you kill Catholic Christians.
Oh, you like Catholics. You're a Catholic group.
That's one reason I dislike Mr. Chick. Mr. Chick spreads all kinds of horrible lies about popery, which are... thoroughly untrue.
A potpourri?
You mean like the smelly
stuff? It smells
stuff.
Nice. I don't think that's a problem.
Look, I have a soul!
Why did you hit him?
Because I smacked him with my fish. It's
of
a soul. It's,
of course, your fist has stuffing, and therefore...
Fish. The soul fish.
It was Marlin.
It was a terrible
I'm only
prop
15
joke.
And I killed a man. Shut up.
Well, I killed a man when I was 13, and despite the PG language I'm using here, that's just to appease the demands of the FCC.
To get your message heard, I guess.
Sir, are you Catholic? I have a question for you.
The expert has a question.
Well,
okay.
What do you think of idolatry? Because Catholics are obviously idolaters. I'm an expert, you know.
I don't know. I just focus on the head-bashing end of
Idolize
Christianity.
Idolize me, baby!
All right, now I have a question
I'm
for both
idol.
Of you. We usually do... Let me just
an American
show.
Idol.
We usually do closing arguments, but since you're both gang members, did you both bring your knives?
I don't use a knife.
What do you use to kill men?
A gun.
All right, do you both bring your guns, then?
Yes.
Let's see.
I bought a pen, but I'm trained to use it as a knife if needed.
A ballpoint pen? Oh, no!
All right, you take your gun.
What point is that?
Why don't you...
Point
let's
5,
see.
Point 8.
We would like you to... You know what? Actually, here, let me see your gun. It's not really fair since he has a pen. Thank you. I'll take this gun. Here's a pen for you, and you guys can fight for
and
your
the,
closing argument.
Loser dies.
The ultimate weapon of my world.
Pen is?
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Then you'll be...
It's the logical weapon of a world where people are filled with stuffing!
Have at it.
Ow.
The field of honor!
Oh, my goodness. What's going on? All right. All right. Now I'm going to... All right, I'm going to take that fight into account as I decide.
I won!
It was a somewhat girly fight, but...
I won!
I'm afraid, Ramon, I have bad news.
God damn it!
Stuffed animals have souls and brains, and
I'm the winner.
You
Catholics
can kill
are idolaters.
Pretty much anybody, Well, and then still go to heaven if you accept.
I guess the plus side is I get to kill more people.
Yeah,
so
you can kill more people.
We're all winners.
For example,
I'm the winner.
If yes, you guys want to finish this
fight, if you want to finish this fight outside,
you
can. I
just gave you my pen back.
Well, then you'll
it's
be.
It's kind of a
out
no-win proposition. If I win, what do I get? If I lose, I lose to a freaking stuffed animal.
That's true. It'd
I invite
be very
myself
embarrassing.
Out of that.
But at least you get to kill people like God wants you to.
All right. Thank you all for listening to Tractor Fiction. I hope you all learned a lot about stuffed animals and gangs.
And God.
And, well, that thing, too.
And how I'm an expert.
We'll be back next week with more tracts, and we'll be back all the time with more tracts here on WHRW Binghamton. This is Frank Allen.
Bye.
Signing off.